Welcome to the Sounds the Stories live podcast. The Sounds the Stories is an eclectic music series featuring live performances and entertaining discussions with emerging and established artists. This program is filmed and edited into a short documentary compilation with the audio from each episode recorded and archived as a free educational podcast, produced in collaboration with our partners at Brew Sessions Live. Hermano is a musical project consisting of Eduardo Ramirez, Daniel Lopez, Charlie Flores, and Noe Ramirez. The group pushes the standard rock musical boundaries a bit further to include elements of blues, jazz, and rock and roll. The focus in the last few months has been on recording their upcoming EP and adding flavor and soul to their sets. Hermano is true to their, as all members are related.
All right, well, Hermano, we're going to give you a little bit of an instrumental right now. We're going to go ahead and this is a little preview of what our live show is like, and we're going to play a few songs. We're going to have a conversation with you guys that are here. Thank you guys for having us. We're Hermano from right here in Santa Ana, California. Thank you. Awesome. Thank you, guys. All right. Before we continue, I want to say we really enjoyed the panelists that were here. We really enjoyed the first three from the LGBTQ community that were here. I mean, these stories that they told were incredible. And just this is unfortunately a subject matter that's very dividing, which it shouldn't be that way. It should be a very straightforward subject matter where you say, yes, they need to have their rights just like everyone else. But when you hear these stories, it makes you feel so fortunate for me, but it breaks your heart, you know? And so it's incredible, the stories that they can that you hear from them. And to know that they're at the front lines right now with the political climate that we're in right now, it just makes you feel good that there is someone fighting for these rights out there. So please give them a hand to those three. They did an incredible job, and they will continue to do an incredible job. And for Manny Escamilla, what an impressive campaign he has had. The last 3 months for him have been a roller coaster of a ride, I am sure. Right now, he said he's about 250 votes away from closing the gap. So we're pulling for him. So let's cross our fingers to make sure that he goes in. And again, for Manny, let's give him another round, too. So Eduardo and I here, we're actually transplants to the city. We came over here from the city of Pomona when I was 14. He must have been 12. Charlie was born here in Santa Ana. He grew up the house next door where I live right now. Daniel, you were born in Santa Ana, and you grew up here till you were, what, five? About 5 years old. He's in Anaheim now, but we spend our weekends here in downtown as well, so we pretty much say we're from right here, too, so you know, to have the opportunity to play here at the Frida, you know, on the streets that we that we party, you know, hang out at every weekend. It's pretty awesome. So thank you guys, Brews, Chapman University, the California Library, and Heritage Future. I know maybe I'm missing one or two, but you know, you guys are doing an incredible job. And again, to be here at the Frida is really good. We're going to continue. We're going to play a very slow song. What I want to give you this idea about these two songs that we're going to play. We're going to play one song called Melbell Blues. The next one is called Birds. Melbell Blues is it's a blues song. It's about love, but it's about very young love. And it's a song that we wrote when I was about 21, 22. I didn't know what love was. You know, I felt heartbroken at that time, but it's a silly way of thinking about love. But to this day, whenever we play it, people really enjoy it. And so I wanted to show you guys what this song is about. Birds is a newer song that we recorded recently, and it gives you, I guess, a more mature look of about love now, me being engaged in 28 and all that stuff. So you'll see the differences. This next song is called Melbell Blues. It's a blues song, and we hope you really enjoy it. Give me 1 second.
Since you've been gone. so hard. All I can say is I won't see you no more.
I gotta say, playing in here is pretty awesome. It sounds great. Thanks, guys. Thank you. So that one was Melbell Blues again. I wrote that one, or like we wrote that one. The lyrics I wrote, but we all wrote it together at, you know, a long time ago. Now it's six years ago, Danny. Yeah, and so again, that's a very young idea of what I had about love, you know. And so all these years pass and you find out that love isn't what you thought it was. You know, love is different when you're older, when I'm about to get married, you know, or thereafter, and you know, you find out it means something completely different, you know. And when you're a 21, 22 year old kid, you know, some girl doesn't like you and you're done, you know. But you grow up and you're like, no, that's not it, you know. Now I'm 28, I'm engaged, and so I wrote this song. This next one is called Birds, that we recorded on our EP. We just released a week ago. It's still kind of a bluesy number, I want to say, but I think it gives you more an idea of where we are as people, and the lyrics themselves, where I am as a person and what love means to me now. It's called Birds, and I hope you really enjoy this one because it really means a lot to us. Showed you what my life never had. I knew that there was no way, no way that we can go back. You and me together, like birds in the sky. You and me together, like birds in the nighttime. And when I knew you'd never walk away, and I fell in love just like the very first day. You and me together, like birds in the sky. You and me together, like birds in the nighttime. Thank you, Eddie. All right. So, again, those are very they're kind of similar songs, but they're very different in my head just because of the time when we wrote them, and just I guess the general feelings of when you're either 22 or 28, and you really don't realize how much six years a difference makes. Sorry, there I got it. That comma. And so, again, this EP that we just recorded and we released a week ago, I want to give a shout out to Jeff right there, and I want to give a shout out to Luis as well. They really helped us put it together, and they helped us in organizing it, and they really helped us put the sound we had in our head in a computer. So thank you, Luis and Jeff. You know, without Brew Sessions, we wouldn't have that vehicle that helped us get from A to B, and we still haven't gone to part B, which we still have a lot of work to do, but you guys have been doing an incredible job, so thank you guys so much. We're gonna pick it up just a little bit. This next one's called Ain't Enough For Me. Again, this is an older song, though we've changed it quite a bit. It's a little bit of a groovy song, so if you guys like it, please let us know. If you have Instagram, our handle is hermano.ca, so please give us a follow. You'll have an idea of what kind of image we're trying to portray online, pretty much. Yeah.
I've never prayed, but I'm on my knees. I gotta see you somehow and tell you why I feel so down. But you won't, no, you won't see me. Girl, you're in my dreams, but that ain't enough for me. Eyes of yours are killing me. Oh, dear girl, you've got some need. There's girls all over town, but you're the one that my heart found. But you won't, no, you won't see me. My dreams, but that ain't enough for me. All right, Charlie.
Who hermano is. Let's start on my left to your right. On my left to your right, we have on the bass, we have Daniel Lopez. All right, let him get it. Right next to him, we have, his name is, what's your name? Your name is Charlie Flores. Give it up for Charlie Flores and give him to her. Go ahead.
this guy back here, this guy back here. He's my blood brother. We grew up together since he was born. His name's Eduardo Ramirez, and I want you to give him a big hand. Show him, Eddie, let's go! Together we make up hermano. Let's go ahead and finish this song. Are you ready? You guys ready? Could that have been our last goodbye? Till someone else treats you kind. I gotta see you somehow and tell you why I feel so down. But you won't know. But that ain't enough for me. Girl, you're in my dreams, but that ain't enough for me. No! All right, thank you guys so much. I think that's what we'll call it. Thank you guys for the free event. It was a great event, the Frida Cinema, downtown Santa Ana. Thank you guys so much for having us. Brew Sessions, Chapman, everyone. I don't know if there's still a word we need to say before we go, but thank you guys so much. We're Hermano from right here in Santa Ana. Hermano.c on Instagram. Thank you guys so much. Have a good night.
Thank you to all of our guests and performers. Thank you to our partners, supporters, and especially to the Frida Cinema. Last month, this tour visited Museo, Museum, and Cultural Center in Anaheim and Muckenthaler Cultural Center in Fullerton. The tour will be leaving the Frida Cinema in Santa Ana to visit Muskau Center for the Arts at Chapman University in Orange and Centennial Farm at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Thank you for joining us and supporting creative and cultural events in your community.